Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine a police precinct where, like, 90% of detectives have over a decade of experience, right? Yeah. But they only solve 2 out of 10 violent crimes.
Yeah, sounds impossible.
Right. But it's not hypothetical.
Mm.
For you listening, this is the reality on the ground in the Western Cape. We're looking at the 2020/2021 Western Cape Police Oversight Report, digging into 13 priority high murder precincts to find out why the gears of justice are just grinding to a halt.
Exactly, because we're looking past the laws, you know, and the courtroom drama. We're looking at the actual mechanical, everyday plumbing of the justice system.
The nuts and bolts.
The nuts and bolts, yeah. The data here exposes how a lack of basic resources and administrative bottlenecks directly lead to collapsed cases and ultimately severe breakdowns in police conduct.
So let's look at that experience paradox. Because you'd naturally assume seasoned detectives equal solved cases.
Yeah.
But the numbers here tell a totally different story.
They really do. Take Crayfontaine. 9 out of 10 detectives there have been on the force for over 11 years.
Well,
yeah, a huge amount of experience. Yet when you look at a precinct like Philippi East, they are solving just 21.8% of contact crimes.
And just to clarify for everyone, contact crimes are offenses where the victim and perpetrator physically interact. So think assault or robbery.
Right. So you have this deep well of investigative experience, but an abysmal detection rate. And the primary culprit is incredibly mundane. I mean, they just don't have cars.
Wait, cars?
Yeah. In San Mar-a-Majel, the ratio sits at 1 vehicle for every 3.8 detectives.
Okay. So it's like hiring a Michelin star chef, but putting them in a kitchen that only has one working frying pan.
That is exactly it.
I mean, all that culinary genius is totally useless if they have to wait an hour just to boil water. If 4 detectives are sharing one set of keys, they physically cannot trace suspects or, you know, secure a fresh crime scene.
And the physical bottleneck is just the beginning. Let's say those detectives do manage to scrape together enough evidence and make an arrest. The hurdle doesn't stop at the precinct doors.
It gets worse.
It actually gets worse when they try to hand the evidence over to a judge. So the Department of Community Safety runs a program called the Court Watching Brief.
Right. Which tracks why cases fail.
Exactly. And in the second quarter of the year, 56.5% of the cases they monitored were thrown out for one single reason. The police dockets simply weren't brought to court.
Wait, I struggle to buy that as a systemic resource failure. I mean, not bringing a folder to a courtroom sounds like basic negligence.
It does sound like that, yeah.
Because surely an officer doesn't need a patrol car just to hand in their homework, right? Why isn't the paperwork making it to the judge?
Because the homework relies on entirely different broken systems. The investigating officers are indeed responsible for presenting the docket, but those dockets are often sitting empty.
Waiting on what?
Waiting on the forensic science laboratory. There are massive backlogs for postmortems, DNA analysis, ballistics.
Oh, so the evidence isn't even ready.
Exactly. If the court date arrives and the forensic reports are still stuck in a lab queue months behind schedule, the docket is incomplete. The court just strikes the case off the roll.
Wow. So when the system fails at both the street level and the courtroom level, you're left with a community that feels completely abandoned. I noticed nearly half of all public service delivery complaints in this report, about 48.9%, are just about poor communication.
Yeah. Victims report crimes and then never hear a single update.
And the friction goes far beyond just ignored phone calls.
It really does. The Independent Police Investigative Directorate, or IPID, tracks police misconduct. Out of 160 negative recommendations that required disciplinary action against officers,
right,
a staggering 134 of those cases, which is 83.8%, were specifically for assault by police officers.
Wait, really? So the frustration of not being able to do the job is actually manifesting as physical violence against the public.
Yeah. The report outlines a dangerous psychological mechanism at play here. You have officers working in high murder precincts, stripped of the basic tools to investigate, and facing constant dead ends in court due to these lab backlogs.
A recipe for disaster.
Totally. When that systemic burnout hits a weak internal accountability structure, internal discipline collapses. Some officers display a zero tolerance threshold for the very people they are policing, resorting to physical force rather than standard policing methods.
So for you listening, the reality check here is that an effective justice system relies just as heavily on available cars, functioning forensic labs, and basic paperwork as it does on the penal code itself.
Exactly. You can draft the perfect laws and hire the smartest detectives, but without the physical and administrative tools, the entire machine just seizes up.
Which leaves us with a critical question to consider.
Right. If administrative bottlenecks and severe resource shortages directly correlate with both collapsed court cases and severe police misconduct,
can a society ever truly hope to reduce violent crime without first fixing its administrative plumbing? Something to think about the next time you hear a debate about law and order.